Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Funk upon a time, in the days of the Funkopus, the concept of specially designed Afro knots capable of funkatizing galaxies was first laid on man-child, but was later repossessed and placed among the secrets of the pyramids until a more positive attitude towards this most sacred phenomenon, clone funk, could be acquired. There in these terrestrial projects, it would wait along with its co-inhabitants of kings and pharaohs, like sleeping beauties, for the kiss that would release them to multiply in the image of the chosen one, Dr. Funkenstein. And funk is its own reward. May I frighten you?
Thank you.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Bunny, the pimp comic, and I want to do sports report. So let's do NFL news report for the sports section. Let's talk NFL sports.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna go pull it up.
All righty, damn. What's up, DJ Papa D? How you doing today?
I'm good. Same old thing. Talk about some football.
Okay. Oh yeah, let's talk about some football. I think we got 6 games this week, or maybe it's 8 games this week. But let's go through
games.
Them and
well,
see.
I think one played already.
Oh, we got DJ Big Nasty on the line. Okay, all right. We got a special situation then today. We got 2 DJs for the price of 1. And I'm G-Money, and I'm bringing my little brothers in on the action. All right. Well, that's how we're doing it here in Las Vegas, all over the world. All right. So let's talk about the football games. Let's see. Did they have a game to play today? I know they didn't have a game to play yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday, and they usually have Thursday night football, but I don't think they had any Thursday games. So when's the first game for the weekend?
So we got 2 games tomorrow, and we have 2 games on Sunday.
Okay. So 4 games this week. So let's talk about the game. So who's playing on Saturday?
All right. Game number 1, the Jacksonville Jaguars playing the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. And they're giving the Jaguars 8.5 points.
Whoa, that's not enough. I'm taking Kansas City Chiefs all day long for the win. And what's the total point?
Total points is 53.
53? Well, I think Jacksonville is prone to score like, 20 points. But Kansas City may score 45. So I'm going to take Kansas City in the win and the over for the win. The Chiefs over for the win.
All right, Chiefs and over. Game number 2, the New York Giants are playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. They're giving the Giants 7.5 points.
Okay. Well, I'm taking Philadelphia to win because the Giants haven't beat Philadelphia all year. So I'm taking Philadelphia to win, and they say their quarterback is going to play for Philadelphia. So if he plays, he may not be able to throw the ball. He's going to run all over the Giants because he has running skills. And he will be in the game to do whatever is necessary for him to win. So I'm going to take Philadelphia, since they're the number 1 football team in the country. I'm taking Philadelphia to win. And what's the total points?
Total points is 48.
48K. Well, I'm taking Philadelphia in the over for the total points.
All right, Eagles and over. All right, on Sunday, the first game is the Cincinnati Bengals playing the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and they're giving the Bengals 5.5 points.
Woo, they're going to give Bengals 5.5? Wow. I don't think that'll be enough. I'm taking Buffalo to win, and what's the total point?
Total points is 48.
48? Okay. Well, I'm going to still take Buffalo and the over for the win. Buffalo and the over for the win. I'm sorry, Cincinnati. I really wanted you to go far, but you ran into Buffalo, so it ain't going to happen this year.
All right. Buffalo Bills and over. Game number 4, the Dallas Cowboys are playing the San Francisco 49ers in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they're giving the Cowboys 4 points.
Oh, the Cowboys need more than 4 points to play against those San Francisco 49ers. So I'm taking the 49ers and the over for the win. Yeah, Dallas may score about 30 points, but I think San Francisco's defense is going to shut Dallas down. So I don't think Dallas is going to run crazy like they did against Tampa Bay last week. I think the 49ers is going to shut Dallas down. And I don't know, Dallas's quarterback may throw a few passes, but he may have to run a little bit to get into open space. But I think the 49ers defense is going to be scheduling to shut the run down. And if they have to throw, then their DBs are going to be ready in the backfield to stop all of the passing action that Dallas is known to have. So I'm taking the 49ers and the over for the win. Yep, the San Francisco 49ers and the over for the win.
All right, well, that's it for this weekend in NFL football.
All right. Well, this is the end of the wild card weekend. This is the
Niners defense is ranked 24. Dallas defense is ranked higher.
Oh, the 49ers defense is ranked 40, is ranked number 4? Is that
ranked
what you
higher.
Said, DJ Disaster?
I said it's ranked higher.
Higher. Okay. Well,
yeah.
That means that they should score and beat the total points, because the total points is only like 45, I think DJ said. So that'll be okay. But the 49ers are going to score a lot of points, and the Cowboys will try to score a lot of points. So it should be a high-scoring game unless the defense just steps in and shuts everybody down. But I don't know. We'll see. Tampa Bay got shut down by Dallas' defense. They only scored 12 points last week. So I'm thinking that if Dallas is playing against this number one wild card team, which is the San Francisco 49ers, it's going to be a battle. But I don't think Dallas is going to last. I think 49ers are going to shut the Cowboys down. So, any other comments, DJ Big Nasty?
Yeah, I think the Cowboys Cowboys is going to do that. The Cowboys defense is going to step up.
Oh, you think so, huh? Oh, okay. So you think the Cowboys have a shot to play against the 49ers? You think they have a chance to win? They only got 4 points. The sportsbook is only giving them 4 points.
Yeah, the defense, though, the Niners' defense is not proven to be real strong.
Okay.
Niners' defense is ranked 24. Cowboys' defense is ranked 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting information. How come the Cowboys didn't start off this season
blowing people out or stopping the offense from scoring, because they lost like the first 5 games of the season, you know?
But they lost close. They lost close games.
Yeah. But then again, they didn't have their quarterback. I think he was out injured. He didn't come back to play until
He got injured like in the fourth game.
Yeah. So What's his name? Prescott?
He's back.
He's back now. So that's how they can score all those points, because they got receivers and they got running backs. Yeah, they got a good offense if it's motivated to run, because they scored some 44-point games and they had some 50-point games on some people. But then they turned around and lost like 10 to 12 one game. So they didn't score anything that day. So I don't know. I don't have no faith in the Cowboys. I think 49ers are going to run all over the Cowboys. You know, they say the Cowboys have they've won 5 Super Bowls. And the 49ers have won 6 Super Bowls. So, who's the best football franchise?
They ain't won nothing in a long time, so they ain't got nothing to do with what they're doing now. The coaches are different.
Yeah,
the players are different.
Yeah, well, that's true. But the Cowboys won 4 games in the 1980s, and the 49ers, they won 4 Super Bowls in the 80s.
4 Super Bowls, you said 4 games.
four Super Bowls in the 80s. And then the 49ers won 6 Super Bowls in the 80s. So they were the dominant franchise.
So you're saying the Cowboys won
the
all but one Super Bowl? So the Cowboys won all their Super Bowls in the 80s?
Yeah, all the Super Bowls they won were in the 80s.
So they beat the Niners one time in the 90s.
They beat the 49ers in the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they won one Super Bowl in the 90s. It must have been like 91 or 92. That's the last time they won a Super Bowl. Because Philadelphia has won since then, and Kansas City has won twice since then, and the Denver Broncos won twice since
Kansas
then.
Kansas City won twice.
Yeah, I think Kansas City got
two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think Kansas City's won
okay,
two
Dallas
Super Bowls.
Is Super Bowl. Dallas got no Super Bowls in the 80s. They got 72, 78, 93,
94, 96. Okay. So how many Super Bowls is that for Dallas? Was that 5 or 4?
After Dallas? Oh, that's 5, yeah.
5, okay. Some in the 70s and then some in the 90s. But you're saying
two
they
in
didn't
the
70s win
and 3 in
the
90s. 80s. Yeah, 2
okay.
in the 70s and 3 in the 90s.
All right. So how many Super Bowls did San Francisco win?
Kansas City got 2 Super Bowls, 1970 and 2020. Wow. San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, 49ers.
They got 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. And they were all in
so
the
Cowboys
what, the
80s? Five in it. So the nah, man. 3 in the 80s and 2 in the 90s. 82, 85,
89, 90, and 95. So it was like they were trading off each year. One year Dallas would win the Super Bowl. Then the next year the 49ers would win the Super Bowl. So that's how
kind
they were doing
of.
It.
Well, there was definitely a couple of teams that won in between those, though. They weren't back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, they had the Denver Broncos won a couple of times in there. They won back-to-back, though. And then you have Seattle won after Denver won. And then who was after that? Then I don't know if Atlanta won,
so Cowboys,
but I know it.
So the Cowboys, listen to this. The Cowboys won 93. Let me see. The Cowboys won 93 and 94. Then the Niners won 95. Then the Cowboys won 96.
Oh. Okay, so 93,
oh,
94,
the Niners won.
And then 96.
But the Niners won. Dang, wait a second. Wow, the Niners won 85. Okay, so the Niners won 85, and then they won 80, 89 and 90, and then the Cowboys won 93. So the 99, okay, yeah. So the Cowboys got in a mix in 93. 93, the Cowboys won. Then 94, the Cowboys won. Then 95, the Niners won. And 96, the Cowboys won. I'm probably going to say the Steelers won after the Cowboys won.
Yeah, but the Steelers got a franchise record, too. They won like four or five Super Bowls. So what years did the Steelers win?
They got six.
Okay. So six.
They won 75, 76, 79, 80, 2006, and 2009.
Wow.
So they didn't
win
in the 90s at all. So that means the Broncos must have won in the 90s. Or no, the Bills, huh?
Yeah, Buffalo with OJ. They won one Super Bowl.
90s, man, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the 90s,
right? Right.
Bills,
okay.
What you're talking about, what the Buffalo did in the 70s. Yeah, they,
So, who was winning the Super Bowls in the 90s?
Wow, despite making four straight Super Bowl appearances, the Bills have never hoisted a Lombardi trophy.
What? They've never won the Super Bowl? They've been there four times, but they've never won? Wow. So,
they
I guess
four
they're
times
due.
Straight and didn't win.
They're due. They're really due to win. And they got motivation because they got a player that got injured that died on the field. So they're going to try to win for him. So we'll see what happens. If I want Buffalo to go all the way, though. This is their year to win the Super Bowl. So they'll beat Cincinnati. And then next week, they'll play against the Kansas City Chiefs because Kansas City's going to beat Jacksonville this weekend. And then it'll be Kansas City against Buffalo for the AFC Championship game. And then we'll see if Buffalo can win the AFC Championship. And they'll go to the Super Bowl, and depending on who's in the Super Bowl, if it's San Francisco or if it's Philadelphia, I don't know. That's going to be a battle,
folks. Let's see, if eight teams this week, So let's see, it's 8 teams this week, so it'll be 4 teams next week. And there'll only be two weeks after that.
Right. Yeah. So they'll be playing after this week. Next week they'll have the AFC
Didn't Buffalo have a bunch of injuries? Didn't Buffalo have a bunch of injuries the last game?
I don't know about the last but the game before that, they had injuries with Cincinnati. What?
Yeah, before is when the dude died. But that last game they played
Cincinnati, and the guy died on the field.
Died.
But, yeah, but he's okay now. They revived him, and he's living. So he's motivating the team to go ahead and win in his honor. So they want to win for him.
They want to see if he can play again. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure he wants to play again. He feels like that was just a freak accident that he tackled somebody and his heart stopped. So he's been playing football all these years.
I was going to say, what year is that for him? How many years has he been?
It's his fourth year. His fourth year.
Okay, so he hasn't got his fifth year yet. You know, they got to play 5 years to get retirement.
Oh, okay.
They got to play 5 years to get retirement.
Okay, so he got one more year that he can play so that he can retire with some money. Okay. Well,
wait a second. The Bills are going to play Cincinnati?
Yeah. The Bills are playing Cincinnati this week.
So this is the game that they plan this game over, basically, but it's a playoff game now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a playoff game, it's basically that matchup, though. Okay. So, and they won't have, the starting free safety. Yeah, Cincinnati's going to get that.
Yeah, but I think Buffalo's going to win this game. Cincinnati's been playing really good. They won like 10 in a row, so they were on a roll.
Yeah, they still got that quarterback that's just warming up.
Yep, he's a Heisman Trophy winner 2 years ago, so he's only been in the NFL 2 years.
Yeah, he's only 22 years old.
Mhm.
And he's got swagger.
So he got swagger. Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as he
knows
got
he can throw the ball.
He can throw the ball. Yeah. He can throw the ball.
And they picked the receiver that he was throwing to in college. They got him his receiver Chase from that he was throwing to in college.
Oh, they drafted him? They drafted a receiver that he took him for?
I don't know if they drafted him or they traded for him.
Oh, but he got his receiver.
You know what I'm saying? They definitely powerhouse him. Yeah. So you pick Buffalo to beat
Cincinnati? What about their running backs? Yeah, I think Buffalo's going to beat Cincinnati this time around.
Who is Cincinnati's running back? Hold on.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough AFC game. I predicted when they played during the season, that was the premature Super Bowl because those two teams were so good and they were both at the top of their division. So I was like, hey, that's a Super Bowl game that we're going to see, people. And it started off with a real bang buster. Cincinnati, Buffalo kicked a three-point field goal. And then Cincinnati scored a seven-point touchdown. And I was like, ooh, Cincinnati's jumping out in the lead. And then that accident happened, and the game got shut down. And they didn't finish what had started. So the next time they play, it'll be for all the marbles. And it should be a goodie. I'm just hoping that Buffalo gets all his weapons back and his defense gets set up so that it can play good. Because Cincinnati's already tough and strong. Their defense is good. Their offense is good. Their receivers, their quarterback, their running back is all good. So they got a strong team. But I want Buffalo to win. Just like I wanted Detroit Lions to beat the Green Bay Packers. And they beat them. They sent the pack traveling home, win or go home. So they went home. Too bad Detroit didn't have enough wins to move into the wild card situation, because they earned the right to play against the other team. The Green Bay Packers were scheduled to play in the wild card, but Detroit beat them, so that shut Green Bay down. They didn't have enough wins. So that brought Dallas and brought Dallas and they brought the New York Giants in. And then the 49ers and Seattle played. Because Seattle was a better team than Detroit. So that's what all was up front. So Detroit didn't have enough wins compared to the Giants or compared to Dallas or compared to Seattle. So they didn't make the playoffs. But we'll see what happens this week. And what do you say about Kansas City? They came back on the Chargers. The Chargers were winning 26-0. And Kansas City came back. A field goal, then another field goal, then a touchdown, and then a field goal. Then another field goal to go ahead? Wow. They did it the hard way. They played until they caught up, and then they played the extra point to win. The two-point conversion.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm thinking that the 49ers is going to be the dominant team, but I don't know. I'm thinking Philadelphia might be pretty good too. So, in the NFC, Philly and
So let's see, who would play each other? Would Philly play the winner between Buffalo and Cincinnati, or would Philly play the winner of the Cowboys and the Niners?
The first game, it'll be the winner between Dallas and the 49ers. If Philadelphia wins,
they'll play them.
And Philly playing Kansas City?
Yeah.
So Philly should beat Kansas City?
I'm thinking that they can, but with the quarterback situation, you know, Philly's quarterback is hurt. He can't throw, but he can run. But, you know, Kansas City got all of its weapons. That quarterback is running and he's throwing.
But, I mean, so, they wouldn't have him in there if he couldn't throw, you know? Don't you think? You don't you think he could throw if they put him in? Hello?
I think we might have lost G-Money. Yep, we lost him. Maybe it's time to play some music. All right. I think I'm just going ahead and play some music here. And maybe G-Money will be back in a minute.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I
don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances. All right, what's happening? What's going on? I got a story for you today. I was going to Los Angeles Harbor College. My football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. Well, I went down a back street one time, and I saw these two girls standing by themselves. And one of them was fine. So I pulled over. Let me check you out. So what's your story? And she said, well, actually, I'm getting ready to have surgery because I want to have my sex changed. And I said, well, you don't like being a girl? And she said, I'm a guy. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. When I was in college, I had roommates from San Francisco. And I went to my buddy's house. And I said, hey, man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls. And my buddy's like, no, they're not all girls. And I said, but they got dresses on. Mr. Playboy. I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. I was in Long Beach, California. Well, these two girls started flirting with me, and they said, why don't you come with us? So I walked down the street to their house. So we get to the house, and I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. Well, we're not real women anymore. I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not.
playboy. I had a lot of girls in college. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. I went to this casino called the Western. And I saw this white girl. I said, you got a place around here? And she said, yeah, I got a motel room. So we get to the motel room, and I had gotten in the bed all naked. And she jumped in the shower, and she came out the shower, and she had a dick. She said, I told you I wasn't a real woman. And I said, but you didn't say you were a man. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
Man, let me hear that, man. Are you gonna pad?
Man, scene was so sick. Low ride, 77 Seville, L dog, nothing but the black. All the players, all the hustle. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I prep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my guess to rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't see. So I begin to piece my 2 and 2 together. Got some snowy weather. Have to find something to do better. Bet I set some traps, so shut up that. Nonsense about some solid. I got the cork if it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like no matter what the season. Forever chill with Smith. I get my fifth. I chill with Winston, got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck. I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo. I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year. Can't ask for nothing much more. It's outcast, but the books I thought you knew. So now you know. Let's go.
That's how it is.
serve you then, now we been. The corner in my Cadillac, my heart does not go 50 fat for no rat. I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window, coke rum and endo fills my body, where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground, there's a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight for what, 3-2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, be funk squawk another one. One.
Out there hustling, getting down for theirs, from East Point, College Park, Decatur, DeVry, you know, niggas worldwide, down for theirs.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain. And and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hey, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and... Well, we've listened to a story that I've told. Now I got a couple of jokes for you. There was a man that came into a bar, and he was drinking at the table, and he was kind of drunk. So he laid across the table, and the bartender walked over and said, "Are you all right?" And the man didn't respond. So the bartender said, "Oh, it looks like you've had too much to drink." So he took his glass from him, and he went back to the bar, and he asked the customer that was sitting on the other side of the bar if he could give the man a ride home because he thinks the man had too much to drink, and he didn't want him driving home. So the guy said, "Yeah, I'm a Christian. I can give the man a ride." So the bartender wrote the address down where the man lived and gave it to the customer. And the customer walked over to the man at the table. And he said, "All right, I'm going to give you a ride home because you really look like you've had too much to drink." And he stood the man up. And when he stood him up, the man crumbled down to the ground. And he's like, "Oh, wow, you're really drunk. You can't even walk." So he picked the man up again and kind of put him on his shoulders, and he walked him to the front door, and he opened the door and went out on the sidewalk, and he stood the man up on the sidewalk, and the man crumbled down to the ground again, and the customer was like, "Wow, you are really drunk. You can't even walk." So he picked him up again and carried him out to his car. And he stood him next to the car while he unlocked the passenger door so he could put the man in on the passenger side. And when the man was standing by the car, he crumbled to the ground again. He slid on down to the ground, and the man was like, "Wow, you're really drunk. You can't even stand up." So
he went over and picked him up, and then he put him inside the car and strapped him in the seatbelt and closed the passenger door and locked it. And then he walked around to the driver's side, unlocked the door, and got in and drove the man to his house. And he pulled up in front of the house. And then he got out the car and went around to the passenger side and unlocked the door and pulled the man out of the car and stood him by the car. And he closed the passenger door, and the man crumbled to the ground again. And he was like, "Man, you are drunk. You can't even stand up." So he reached over and he grabbed the man and he kind of held him on his shoulders while he walked him to the front door. And then he leaned him against the wall of the house and he knocked on the door. And the man crumbled to the ground again. And then the man picked him up and stood him next to the wall again. And the door opened. And the man's wife or a woman answered the door. And the customer asked, he said, do you know this man? Is this your husband? And she said, "Yes, that's my husband." And he said, "Oh, okay. Well, I gave him a ride home because he was really drunk and we didn't want him to drive." And the lady was like, "Oh, well, that's so good. Thank you for being so Christian and helping him out." And the man said, "Yeah, no problem. I'm a Christian, so I do things like that." And he said, "Can you take him from here?" She's like, "Yeah, except I got a question to ask." And the customer said, "Yeah, what's the question?" And she said, "Where's his wheelchair?" Nobody knew that he was supposed to be in a wheelchair. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, before we continue with the show, let me get a time check, DJ. What time is it?
4:07. You know, like, at least, like, Greg's deciding to be a comic. Like,
on air now.
With Greg?
Greg, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So DJ Big Nasty was making a comment. What were you saying? I'm trying to be an actor and a comedian.
No, I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking about that live I was listening at. You know, you are entertaining.
Yeah,
I was tripping though. You said you was
going
to do set. I was thinking though, you said you was going to do sets of 30 and you didn't do another set of 30.
Yeah, well, I was a little wore out by the time the guy came to turn my Facebook Live on. I was sitting there waiting on him, so I started working out. So I did 3 sets before he even turned the camera on. So when I started working out, I was tired. I was like, "Woo, I'm exhausted. I ain't going to finish all these sets." So that's what
happened. Best believe that stuff is doing good for you, Greg. Like all of whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I can tell that it's doing something for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the motivation. Yes, sir. I'm trying to please some
people.
Keep
on doing that, man. Figure out more, and try to do a different exercise with, you know, with your arm. You know, maybe you lay down on your back and, you know, and push it up, like, over your chest. With both hands, or you use one hand and let it hang across and extend your elbow, the one that actually bends.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I know the 2 exercises on your back.
Okay.
And that way you'll
be
able to work the back of your arm also, because you've been working your shoulder and your biceps, but this way you can work your back arm.
Right.
And your back arm is a
did
couple
it
more
look
muscles.
Like my biceps are getting bigger. Yeah.
No, you're not getting bigger, bro. You're not getting bigger, bro. You only got 10 pounds there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were a lot stronger than that.
10 pounds is a lot of weight. That's a heavy weight if you work out with it regularly.
It's a lot of weight. It's a lot of weight to you now, but your body is used to more weight. You were working with 80, 90 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Now you're working with 10.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I had a letdown because I slowed down. I wasn't really working like I really used to work out, but it was all right. I'm still getting my size. My arms are still kind of big. And, you know, you can see the muscles in my chest.
But what you're doing,
my tricep bulging up.
Come on, man. You know where your tricep is?
Yeah, well, my pectorals then. You saw my pecs. My pecs were popping.
So
what
part of your body are you talking about?
My chest. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
When I was flexing
so
my
because
chest.
Because you're working with a lighter weight, you're burning fat.
Oh. Because I'm working with a lighter
and
weight.
And then because
I'm
you stopped
fat.
Eating all of the starches, you're burning a lot more fat.
Oh, okay.
And you're not putting
so
fat
I
in.
I can get skinny and I can show my abs a little better because I can burn off the fat around my chest, right, and my stomach.
Well, I mean, like, you got to build your ab muscles. Are you doing sit-ups or leg lifts?
No, not now.
You know,
it's all about the areas
that you're actually working.
No.
If you lay on your back and do leg lifts, like, you know what I'm saying, 6 inches or something, you could be working your abs.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll think about that. Well, before I get on camera, though, I'm not going to try to get on camera and do any leg lifts because I don't know Yeah.
But you practice, the motion before you put it on camera. But you get good at it before you get on camera. And you can lay on your back. You can lay on your back and do leg extensions. You can hold your leg up and bend at the knee and straighten it out.
Okay, yeah.
So you can do that with both legs. That'll help your thighs.
Okay. Yeah, I can do those. So I can put in a regimen of real exercises now that I'm going to be on camera and people are going to see how beautiful
besides the camera, you know, you need to move all your joints. So as many joints as you can, you know, bend and straighten out, you know, the better.
Right. Right. That's true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the word from the fitness trainer, DJ Big Nasty. Better known as Little G in the house.
Who?
Little
right. What? Who the hell is that?
You're a literature.
Who the hell is he talking about?
I don't know. He's making names up now.
Yeah. Give him a little G. Make him a little G.
I'm the last G.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why you
want to
call little. You know,
yeah,
it's funny. You said you weigh, 215 now? We weigh the same.
Oh, really? You weighing 215?
Yep.
Really? You went from 230 to 215? Oh, you're doing the most. You're really, really losing weight. Okay.
And that's just since June. But before this year, I was down to 195 in December 2021.
Really?
I messed around and got one of them jobs where I ate too much and put on that weight.
Yeah, you have.
It ain't like my job was eating. My job wasn't eating, but I sure was eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next thing I know, I went from January to June, I went from 195 to 230. I was busting out of my little uniform.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Yeah.
It'll do that.
I had to shake
you
that.
Put the fork down.
For real. And the thing about it, my situation, it ain't even a fork. Because, you know, I like to eat pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, you're still bending your elbows going to your mouth. Yeah.
That's my problem. Pizza is my enemy.
Yeah, you and that cheese and that dough. Yeah. Some carbohydrates.
Damn bread. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Damn bread on that pizza.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to eat some more tomato sauce. But I guess the tomato sauce is calories too, huh?
I mean, that's a little bit high in sodium.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you get, you eat pizzas with everything on it, getting the...
Most of the time I eat pizza, it's just pepperoni. Hey, Donald.
Yeah.
So, I'm on the campus. Like, where is the Velo Center?
All right, let me play a song. And then we'll be back on the show in a minute.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Thank you.
And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl, so you need to come check me out.
Dumbass police! Stop me one night, make me feel I'm sick. Come on, you know I'm fancy, we're gonna put it on there. I wrote his name on the ticket, now his ass got a wall.
For the game that I'm living in. On earth, nothing rules but the dividends. Without dollars, you ain't got shit for drama. More money, more problems. No money, more problems. Damn, now you on the block hustling. Night after night, serving, making ends. Now you Mr. Baller, that's what your hood call you. Mr. Flossy, occupation nightcrawler. Doing your thing with fly holes on your wing. Funny with the money, doing friends and brains. Know what I mean? Now you hanging out at the clubs. The hungry niggas know that you coming up. And the fools ain't tripping, they'll leave you stuck. So watch for the wolves, cause they getting the cut. But you getting, so they checking your grip. And can't wait for the moment you slip. You feel me? Ain't nothing but a game that I'm living in. On earth, nothing rules but the dividends. All I wanna do is ball, but you'd rather see me fall till I fall. Hell no, I ain't giving in. Ain't nothing but a game that I'm living in. On earth, nothing rules but the dividends. All I wanna do is ball, but you'd rather see me fall till I fall. Hell no, I ain't giving in. They say a closed mouth never gets fed. That's why I'm still here talking. I need bread, not the wonder bread, but the bread that you wonder about when bills need to get paid and you're down and out. Man, I ain't trying to stay broke, that's why I'm hustling. Climbing up out of the hole and still shoveling. I wanna have my family tight, we all bubbling. But now that's only a vision, but I'm loving it. Why? Just give me the drive to keep coming with hits that you won't deny. I know some of y'all got negative replies, but I ain't going nowhere, so enjoy the ride. For the little time that I'm here, I'ma give it my all and make sure that I persevere. I'll be back, cause I ain't through in no year. Don't ever let them tell you what you can't say. Ain't nothing but a game that I'm living in. On earth, nothing rules but the dividends. All I wanna do is ball, but you'd rather see me fall till I fall. Hell no, I ain't giving in. This ain't nothing but a game that I'm living in. On earth, nothing rules but the dividends. All I wanna do is ball, but you'd rather see me fall till I fall. Hell no, I ain't giving in. Just a brother that's trying to eat, trying to speak. Only when I ride the beat, ride with me. Shit, let me quit my job, cause honestly, these motherfuckers working my nerves constantly. And I have no time to waste. Need more than a meal ticket out the gate. Don't wanna have to wait and make 4 or 5 albums with no chips. Stuck in the middle like Malcolm. I'm in this game to win this game and spin this change, but somehow you still complain. Whatever, man, let me just do my thing. You should know by now, I ain't gotta explain. I got a plan to expand. As long as I get feedback from my fans, I roll in advance to the next level where the game and enhance my ability to not fall like an avalanche. As long as I have a chance, I keep answering your pants, make you wanna do that dance, cause the game is so cold, I gotta keep dropping hot shit, and that's just to prevent getting caught, bitch. Now I'm watching my back cautious, cause they all want a piece when they think that you're flossing. I need more than just dollars and profits, I need all y'all to jump, mission accomplished. This ain't nothing but a game that I'm living in. On earth, nothing rules but the dividends. All I wanna do is ball, but you'd rather see me fall till I fall. Hell no, I ain't giving in. This ain't nothing but a game that I'm living in. On earth, nothing rules but the dividends. All I wanna do is ball, but you'd rather see me fall till I fall. Hell no, I ain't giving in.
okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. I'm going to tell you a story about my baseball history is what I want to talk about today. I've been playing baseball since I was like 3 years old. I played in the Y Indian Guides, and they had football, baseball, and basketball for the little guys. And so I used to go to the games. And I would play in all the sports. But baseball was my favorite because I like hitting the ball and I like running fly balls down in the outfield. So I really got connected with baseball. And as I grew up, I went and I played in the YMCA on the weekends, but I played in the Catholic school league. Because I went to St. Anselm's Elementary School, and I played in a Catholic school league, and we played during the week. We didn't just play on Saturday and Sunday like I did in the YMCA. We played during the week. So Monday through Friday, I was playing sports during the week. And my baseball team was pretty good. We never really came in anything except third place, and we played against some good schools. We had St. John was usually the winning school. They usually won the championship every year, and then we had St. Eugene's. No, this is elementary school.
Okay.
So St. John's was the first through eighth grade champions. And then St. Eugene's was second, and then St. Anselm's, we took third place. And then the following teams were St. Jerome and Transfiguration, and they switched each year between who was going to be fourth and who was going to be fifth. So it was always the top three, St. John's, St. Eugene's, and St. Anselm's, going down to the final games of the season. And I was pretty good playing in the PCL. That was the little guys that were playing. And we played until like the fourth or fifth grade. We played in PCL. And then after that, the sixth and seventh grade, we played National League. And the 7th and 8th graders, we played American League, which was the highest group of kids that you could play. And so I played every year. And in fact, my 6th grade year, I played on a team that my daddy coached. My father came out and coached with another gentleman, Mr. oh, I don't even remember his name. I think it was Mr. Martin, I think, was my coach with my dad. And they,
I think it was, Gregory, I think it was Mr. Stevens.
Oh, okay. It was Mr. Stevens that was
right,
my
Stevens.
Coach with my dad. Yeah, thank you, Donald. All right. So my coach, I mean, I played ball with them. And that year I was a pitcher because most of the time I just played third base. And I don't know how I started playing third base. And I was just like, I went out for a team when I was little, and everybody picked a position except nobody picked third base. So since nobody was playing third, I said, well, I'll play third base. And I didn't know third base was the hot spot. They called it the hot corner because most people that are right-handed hitters swing early on the pitches and they hit shots down the third base line. So if you weren't used to getting the ball hit directly at you, you shouldn't play third base because they hit shots directly to you on third base. And when I was training to play third when I was younger, they always said, charge the ball. And you put your glove down and you put your other hand down and you catch the ball with two hands and then you throw people out at first base. Well, I would charge the ball, even though if it was hit a shot, I would still charge the ball out of natural reflexes. And I would scoop the ball up, and I didn't know that when you throw the ball, you can throw faster than people run. I didn't realize that until like the eighth grade. So I would get the ball, and I would come up in a hurry, and I would fire. I'd throw the ball to first base, and sometimes it would be short, and my first baseman would have to scoop it up, or I would throw it over his head, and he would have to stretch and try to catch it if it didn't go over his head and go into the outfield. So I had to get my throwing together so I could catch everything that came to third base. So I was a good third baseman, and anybody tried to steal third, me and my catcher had the plan. He would throw everybody out trying to steal third base, and I would just kneel down on the base, and I would catch the ball. And I would tag the runners when they were trying to slide into the base. I would just catch the ball and put my glove right in front of the bag. And the guys would slide right into my glove. And I always got the runner out. So nobody ever stole on my catcher. And they didn't steal third base as long as I was playing third. And that's how we did it. I was a good third baseman on defense, but I always had to be careful with my throws because every now and then I would get excited and I'd rush my throws and either I'd throw it short, which I had a good first baseman. He could scoop everything. Michael Kattan was awesome at first base. He could scoop my throws even if I was short. He could scoop, and if I threw it over his head, he could stretch, and he could catch the ball. So he made me look good, even though I made a lot of bad throws to him. He caught them and put the runner out. So he was really good at first base. So I was pitching against St. Eugene's, and I was in the sixth grade. And we were tied with second place with St. Eugene's. So we had to win this game in order to move into second place automatically by ourselves. So we lost the game, so we ended up taking third place in the league that year. And so my seventh grade year, I played and I pitched a couple of games and I won a lot of games. And we ended up finishing third place to St. John's and St. Eugene's. And everybody else finished under St. Anselm's. So my eighth grade year, they sold the park. So we didn't have baseball my eighth grade year. We didn't have baseball my eighth grade year. So I ended up playing at Van Ness Park. I played on an all-star team there, and I played on a city league team at Van Ness Park. I played on the White Sox. And when you played at the park, you go through a draft. And I got picked up by the White Sox because that was the best team at the park. Everybody else either played for the Cardinals or they played for the Dodgers, which were just other teams at the park. But the best players at the park played for the White Sox. And I played with the Trouble Brothers. Now, the Trouble Brothers, that was their last name, Trouble. One was a catcher, and one was a shortstop. And they were excellent ball players. The catcher threw everybody out at second base. If you tried to steal on him, he would throw you out on second base. He could make the throw. And his brother was a good shortstop. So he would always go to second base and cover the throw and tag the runners up. So they called them the Trouble Brothers. And both of them were pretty good with the bat, too. They could hit pretty good. So I remember the Trouble Brothers. And we did good at the White Sox, the team at Van Ness Park. We won first place the 3 years I played there. But I played on the all-star team, so I didn't really play in the regular league. I got picked up when they went to the all-star, and then I played in the all-star game.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Yeah. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
We was lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We was going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12. Double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail. Once again, I prevail. Knew that was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build. See me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me. Yeah. Under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing. Court don't show forgiveness. Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. Sip Dior with the flowers, 5 gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you died 30-something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated, in the sign of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make you reappear. But I'll wipe them though, we just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you to live your life and grow. I'd tell you finish what we started, reach them heights, you know. Gas the V12 to the pipe and smoke.
I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine it. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest. Young been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Another $1 million bail, that's just some regular. See my granny on the jet, so shit I never forget. Next day we flew to Vegas with my Puma Connect. You break bread, we ain't new to success. Blade music and best. Enterprise, take lucrative steps. Cold game, but I knew it was chess. As a youth in the set, learn the game, you a student at best. But it's a couple things you can expect. Left, just like money, no money. Your shooters respect. Other shooters, we was both doing my crew on your neck. I'm on the freeway and the drop, it got me losing my breath. I do the dash with the blues on the deck.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with GMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with GMoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGBG
at Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So, welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time to shut the show down and prepare for Monday's show and prepare for the football games this weekend. Let me get a time check from my engineer, DJ Papa D. What's the time?
4:50 p.m.
4:50?
4:50, 5:00. 5:00.
Oh, it's almost 5 o'clock. Oh, yeah, it's definitely time for me to get out of the chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So I want to say I hope everybody enjoyed this week on the radio show because it's been entertaining, exciting. And we had a lot of new songs, and we had some new jokes, and we had a good time. So I hope everybody listened to the radio show and enjoyed it and shared the show with your friends and your family so that everybody can follow Gregory's Story. Because I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And before we go, I want to recognize some birthdays because this is the month of January, and we're getting ready to go into the Aquarius section of the zodiac sign. My daddy was an Aquarius, so he was in February. The 16th of February was his birthday, but my mother was January 18th, so we just passed her birthday 2 days ago. So I want to wish everybody happy birthday. And if we got some birthdays that we can acknowledge, DJ Papa D, can you?
4/11.
Yeah, here are the birthdays for today, January 20th, 2023. Happy birthday to Timothy J. Butts. Happy birthday to James Harrington. Happy birthday to Jennifer Brown. Happy birthday, Phoebe Bucks. Happy birthday to Laketria Jordan. Happy birthday to Laverne Hasley. Happy birthday to Jason Hannons. Happy birthday to Tanya Y. Willingham. Happy birthday to Robin Vaughn. Happy birthday to Olivia Marie. Happy birthday, Robert Sanders. Happy birthday, Frida Farley Blake. Happy birthday, Will D. James. Happy birthday, Laverne Hasley again.
Okay.
And happy birthday to Patrick Rubin. And last but not least, happy birthday to Whitney Hamilton Jr. And that's it. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, January 20th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I think today is the beginning of Aquarius. January 20th, I think it's Aquarius. Maybe January 21st or 22nd is Aquarius. But I know Aquarians are knocking at the door saying, let us in, because it's our time to be celebrated. So I want to give everybody a happy birthday greeting, and I want to hope that God blesses them with the best, the graciousness and the glory that they receive as being children of God. And I want to wish them the best of the wishes on their birthday. And hopefully everybody gets a lot of presents and a lot of gifts
and a lot of good treatment at the home where they live. May their family cook dinner for them on a special dinner, and may their wives cook special dinners for their husbands, and may the husbands really treat their wives special on this birthday day, so everybody can be happy on about celebrating their birthday today. So without further ado, I want to wish you a birthday song, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Yes. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you in everything that you look forward to doing in your life, because you have good things waiting for you on your birthday. So without further ado, I want to say thank you for a great week. And I hope you're here on Monday when we do it again. So happy birthday. And without further ado, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.